welcome back to the Raise Your Energy podcast. I'm Linda Lange, and today we are diving into a topic that caught me by surprise, to be honest, because I never really thought about this connection before. As you know, I talk a lot about emotions, how to understand them, how to process them, and how to use them to create the life we want. But what I hadn't fully explored until recently was how our emotional state is influenced by what we eat. And trust me, what I found out is eye-opening. What if the food on your plate is shaping your mood more than you realize? Let's find out. I always knew that food affects our energy levels and our physical health, but I didn't realize just how it impacts our mood, stress levels, and even long-term emotional well-being. So I started researching, and let me tell you, I found some fascinating insights backed by science and research. Some of them completely changed the way I look at nutrition. In this episode, I'm going to share the most interesting connections between food and emotions. You will learn how the choices you make at mealtimes could be shaping your mood in ways you never expected. So let's get into it. And my first interesting find is the sugar-dopamine connection. Why sugar affects your emotions. All right, let's start with a fascinating discovery from neuroscience, one that might just change the way you look at sugar forever. We all know that sugar tastes good, and most of us have experienced cravings for something sweet, haven't we? But why does sugar have such a hold on us? Well, as it turns out, the reason is deeply rooted in how our brain and body work together. Recent research has shown that sugar isn't just recognized by our taste buds, it's actually detected in our stomach as well. When sugar reaches the gut, it triggers a signal that travels through the vagus nerve, which connects the gut and the brain. And this signal tells the brain to release dopamine, the feel-good neurotransmitter that creates sensations of pleasure and happiness. Now, if dopamine sounds familiar, that's because it's the same chemical that's involved in addiction, whether to social media, gambling, or even certain drugs. Every time we consume sugar, we get a little dopamine hit, reinforcing then the habit of reaching for something sweet whenever we want a quick boost in our mood. And here's where it gets even more interesting. The food industry knows this. It's not just desserts that contain added sugars. Many processed foods, including savory meals that you wouldn't expect to have sugar, contain hidden sweeteners. Why? Because they know that sugar makes food more appealing and keeps us coming back for more. The more dopamine we get from these foods, the more we crave them. It's a cycle designed to keep us hooked. And now let's bring this back to emotions. First, understanding this science can help explain why you might feel powerless against sugar cravings. It's not just about willpower. Your brain is literally wired to seek out sugar because of the dopamine response. Recognizing this can help you take a more compassionate approach towards breaking free from those sugar dependencies. Instead of blaming yourself for lack of control, you can see it as a biological process that you can slowly shift by making more conscious food choices. And secondly, this knowledge helps us separate true happiness from the fleeting chemical high that sugar provides. The happiness you get from sugar isn't real. It's a dopamine trick. And as with any high, there's always a low that follows. That post-sugar crash, right? It's a result of dopamine levels dropping again, often leaving you feeling tired, irritable, or even anxious. So if sugar gives you a short-lived happiness boost but leaves you feeling worse afterward, wouldn't it make sense to find other, more sustainable ways to create happiness in your life? Instead of reaching for sweets, you can explore activities that naturally boost dopamine and serotonin. Things like exercise, spending time in nature, deep conversations with loved ones, or practicing gratitude. And the key takeaway? Cutting down on sugar isn't just about physical health. It's about emotional well-being too. When you start reducing processed foods and focusing more on whole, nourishing foods, you will likely notice more stable energy levels, fewer mood swings, and a deeper, more lasting sense of happiness. My second interesting finding is food as medicine, healing without side effects. Let's delve into another compelling connection between nutrition and our emotional well-being, the role of omega-3 fatty acids in managing depression. Omega-3 fatty acids, particularly EPA and DHA, and I'm not going to try even to say these words in real, I'm just going to use the short version of it. I couldn't literally spell these out. These are essential fats predominantly found in fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, or sardines. And research has indicated that these nutrients play a significant role in brain health and mood regulation. Several studies have explored the antidepressant effect of omega-3 supplementation. A meta-analysis found that omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids have a beneficial effect on depression symptoms. Another study highlighted that higher doses of EPA resulted in a 64% response rate and alleviating depressive symptoms compared to 40% for placebo. The mechanisms behind these effects are thought to involve the anti-inflammatory properties of omega-3, as chronic inflammation has been linked to depression. So by reducing inflammation, omega-3s may help restore balance to brain function and improve mood. What's truly amazing about omega-3 fatty acids is that they highlight something we often overlook. Food has the power to heal. We live in a world where the first instinct is often to turn to medication for every ailment, especially when it comes to mental health. And while there's absolutely a time and place for medical treatments, we sometimes forget that nature already provides us with powerful tools for emotional well-being. Think about it. Our bodies are designed to thrive on real, whole foods. The right nutrients don't just fuel us, they can actively support our brain, balance our emotions, and even help us recover from stress and anxiety. Foods rich in omega-3s, magnesium, B vitamins, and antioxidants work together to reduce inflammation, support neurotransmitter production, and keep our mood stable. And the best part, unlike many medications, they come with little to no side effects. Of course, changing how we eat isn't always easy, especially when processed and convenient foods are everywhere. But small conscious choices like adding more leafy greens, nuts or seeds, and healthy fats into our meals can make a real difference over time. Instead of viewing food as just something that fills us up, we can start seeing it as something that nourishes us from the inside out. At the end of the day, your body and mind deserve care and support. And one of the simplest yet most powerful ways to do that is through the food you eat. The more we embrace this, the more we can take charge of our own well-being in a natural, sustainable way. And the third and last finding that I want to share with you today is glucose spikes and mood swings, how blood sugar affects your emotions. Let's explore another crucial connection between nutrition and our emotional well-being, the impact of glucose spikes on our mood and mental health. Jessie, known as well as the glucose goddess, emphasizes that when we consume foods high in sugar or refined carbohydrates, our blood sugar levels can spike rapidly. And these sudden increases in glucose can overwhelm our mitochondria, leading to the production of free radicals. And this process then contributes to oxidative stress and inflammation in the body. Inflammation is not just a physical concern. It has profound effects on our brain function and emotional health. Chronic inflammation has been linked to impaired cognitive function and mood disorders. When our brain is inflamed, it struggles to process information efficiently, leading to issues like brain fog, irritability, and mood swings. And moreover, the rapid rise and subsequent fall of blood sugar levels can leave us feeling fatigued and mentally drained. These fluctuations can make it challenging to maintain emotional balance and resilience in the face of daily stresses. The good news is that by making mindfully dietary choices, we can manage these glucose spikes and support both our physical and emotional health. Incorporating more whole foods, such as vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins, can help stabilize blood sugar levels. Additionally, being cautious of hidden sugars in processed foods, as we talked about it earlier, and opting for more natural sources of sweetness like fruits can make a significant difference. By understanding the relationship between our diet and our emotional well-being, we empower ourselves, right, to make choices that support a healthier, more balanced life. Well, we've explored now how sugar, omega-3, and glucose balance all play a role in shaping our emotional well-being. The key takeaway: what you eat isn't just about physical health. It directly impacts your mood, your resilience, and overall emotional health. And the best part? You have the power to make small, intentional changes that lead to big shifts in how you feel. By choosing more whole, nourishing foods, you're not just feeding your body, you're supporting your mind, your happiness, and your ability to handle life's ups and downs. Start today. Your future self will thank you. Thank you for being here with me today, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.